So one of the problems in a lot of churches, at least the kinds of churches that really do care about truth, that care about reading the Bible, that care about making disciples, one of the things that often happens in those kinds of churches is baptism starts to be viewed as more of an end to a process rather than the beginning. And there is a sense in which baptism is a public profession of faith, and so then that means that there is a certain amount of communication and understanding, and then obviously even trust in the Lord that is necessary before the baptism takes place. But that can go too far, where basically you must prove that you are a Christian for, in some churches, until you're 21, until you really can prove it, that it is your own faith and not your parents' faith. And the fact is that Scripture talks about baptism at the beginning of one's discipleship, not as a proof of it per se. It is a public testimony to one's life of committing to discipleship, but it's not supposed to be the end. In Romans chapter 6 in particular, it talks about how to fight for your sanctification. Should we continue in sin? And the answer is no. Don't you know that those of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? And so sin no longer has dominion over us. We have died with Christ to it. So part of the way that we fight, even in our sanctification, in our life as disciples, is to remember our baptism. Remember what the water symbolizes. Remember what are the spiritual realities that we have by faith in Christ. So this picture here is one of dying and being raised again. And I'll probably ask each of the ladies if they can remember what it symbolizes as well. So there is a death that we die with Christ and a new life that we are raised to walk in Christ. And that is something that should happen nearer the beginning of one's life as a disciple rather than at the end. So communion is that ongoing ordinance that we remember the Lord's sacrifice. Baptism is one we do at the beginning. So one of the things that has as a practical implication is that we sometimes baptize younger believers. They need to be able to make a profession of faith, but then when they can make that profession and commit to honoring the Lord with their lives, and their parents are excited about that, and they talk with an elder or two, then we are excited to see them in that little starting spot, commit their lives, and hopefully for many of them, a long life. They're committing their lives and want you all to know about it, to living for the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have two young ladies who are going to get baptized tonight, and thanks to lots of you who have come who are not normal attenders, but to see them get baptized, that'll be an encouragement to them as well. Stand right here. Okay, can you tell me your name?
My name is Olivia Harsh.
Olivia Harsh. Awesome. And what grade are you going to go into, Olivia?
Fifth
grade. Okay, and why would you desire to be baptized tonight?
Because I love Jesus and I want to obey his command to get baptized.
Okay, you love Jesus. You want to obey his command to get baptized. That is excellent. And what is so significant about Jesus? Like, who is he? What did he do?
He's God, and he died on the cross for our sins, according to Scripture, and he rose on the third day.
Okay. He is God who became man, and then he died on the cross for our sins and rose again on the third day. So he died for our sins. That's an important word. Can you tell me what sin is?
Sin is disobeying God.
Okay. And where do we learn what's disobedience and what is not? Like, has he told us in a place where we can learn what obedience and disobedience is? Like, did he write it in the clouds?
In the Bible.
In the Bible. Okay, good. And in the Bible, he also says that there's a consequence for people who sin. What is that consequence?
Death.
Which is why we need Jesus, right? So like you said earlier, Jesus died on the cross for our sins and then rose again on the third day. That's good. So how do we get to be saved? Do we have to pay him a lot of money? No. Do we get saved by paying God a lot of money? No. Do we get saved by like going on a really long trip on a special journey? Okay, no. So how does a person get saved? What do they need to do? God says they need to
believe in him.
Believe. Yeah, which is a great gift that is offered to any who will believe. So he could have made it impossible for us to find our way, grope our way to God. And yet he has given us his word and given us the gospel and said, we need to receive it. We need to believe it. Yeah. So you believe Jesus is God. You believe he died on the cross and rose again on the third day. He died for our sins. Yep. And then what does baptism picture? Like, what's it a symbol of? If you go down.
He died and then rose again.
It's a picture of him and then even us with him. Right? So you are going to be buried very quickly and then rise back up as well to show that you are identified with Jesus. So you said, when I asked why you want to get baptized, because you love Jesus and you want to obey his command to be baptized, and you would also like all of these people to know that you are a Christian. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I've asked you a couple times. I'm just going to ask you in front of them so they know that we've had this conversation. So if they see you get baptized tonight, they say you love the Lord and you want to be a disciple of his. And then maybe they see you disobeying at some point and they know that that's not how a Christian should act. It's okay with you if they then say, hey, Olivia, I thought you were a Christian. I saw you get baptized. You should act like Jesus. You're okay with all of them knowing that you say you want to live like Christ. You're good with that. Okay. I believe it. Olivia, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, sometimes all of you are very scary. I look at your faces. You're scary people, so that's all right. Did you hear your dad? He said he loves you. Yeah. All of these people do as well. So I'm going to ask you just a couple questions, okay? Okay, so Ruth, this is Ruthie Lug, and you want to get baptized, right? Yep, okay. Still thinking about it, but pretty sure. Well, when we have talked before, she's excited about being baptized. Okay. And why? Why would you like to be baptized?
Because God calls us to.
Okay. If you couldn't hear, she said because God calls us to. Good. And in particular, God calls us to obey Jesus, who said to get baptized. And Jesus is very important. And what is so important about Jesus? Like, what did he do?
On the cross and rise again in 3 days.
Okay. He died on the cross and rose again in 3 days. Good. Now, do you know why he had to die?
For our sins.
For our sins. Yeah. And what is a sin? Like, what does that mean that we sin?
You disobey God.
Okay, disobey God, yeah. And where does he tell us what is disobedience? Like, has he given us anything to tell us?
To read the Bible.
Okay, yeah. He's given us the Bible. He's given us his word that tells us when we disobey. And also in his word, he says that when we disobey, what do we deserve?
Death,
yeah. A couple times when we've talked about that, you said discipline, and that's a good answer as well. It's just that death is like the ultimate discipline because we have disobeyed him. So when we sin, we deserve death, and that's why it's so important that Jesus died on the cross so that he took our penalty for sin. And you believe that. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So in confessing that,
in telling everybody that you believe that, you want them to know, and this was a couple times your face has lit up. Well, we've talked about this. You want all these people to know that you are a Christian, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you see at least the side smile? I got the full-on smile. Yeah. You want them all to know that you're a Christian, that you love and believe in Jesus as Savior and Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So is being baptized the thing that saves you? Like, if you don't get baptized, are you not saved?
No.
So what do you need to do to be saved? God says you need to what in him?
Believe in him.
Believe in him, yeah. And so then because you believe in him, then this is something that he commands so that you can make that public profession and let everybody know that you identify yourself as a Christian. You identify yourself as being with Jesus. So just like I asked Olivia, if sometime later, you know, one of your classmates or a teacher or a friend, you know, sees you not acting like Jesus, so sees you disobeying something that God's word talks about, they might come up to you and they might say, Ruthie, I saw you get baptized. You're not acting like Jesus. Come on, you should act like Jesus. Are you okay with all of them knowing that that is what you are committed to obeying what Jesus says?
Yes.
You are committed to that, okay. Well, even with nerves, you answered all of the questions. And look at them, they're all still smiling. Because they are excited for you, okay? So Ruthie, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I think that's gonna feel better for her now than it did at the beginning. And I also know that her mom brought like 4 or 5 dozen cookies for celebrating later for everybody to share as well. So I think she's going to enjoy that part of her newly baptized life as well. It is a reminder to all of us that if we have been baptized into the Lord Jesus Christ, that we are accountable to one another, obviously to him, but even to one another, and accountable to encourage and to stimulate that faith. So it doesn't take a big seed to grow tall and strong and produce fruit. You have to have a seed to start with, and it is part of our responsibility to encourage those seeds to grow. And the little faith that can even move mountains, a clear profession of that faith is something that we can encourage and then come alongside both Ruthie and Olivia and encourage them to walk like Christ. So I'm going to pray and then tell you what's next. Let me pray. Father, we are grateful for your grace to us because we wouldn't just be nervous. We were actually rebels against you. And apart from your kindness and mercy, we would have remained your enemies. But while we were still enemies, you sent your Son, and Christ died for our sins. He died for the unlovely. He died for the weak. And by grace, you have brought us through him to yourself. I ask that you would make this evening and these baptisms memorable for both Ruthie and Olivia, that you would grow their faith, that you would enable us alongside of their families, their parents, their fathers, to grow those young ladies as disciples of your Son. May they bear much fruit in their lives as they have committed to identify themselves as Christians and then seek to obey your Son, who is our Lord. I pray all this in his name. Amen.